We are Philadelphia's Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. It is Andre Gardner, and I am so thrilled to be speaking with one of my heroes. I'll tell you, one of the greatest shows I ever saw in my life was at the Spectrum in May 1979 for Supertramp and the Breakfast in America tour. I was 18 years old, and I practically left my body. There I am on the floor. They're doing Even in the Quietest Moments. Roger Hodgson is singing his lead vocal. There's a lot of me got to go under before I get high. And this big puff of smoke comes out from behind the drums. Probably that Bob C. Benberg character. And it was an amazing moment for me. And I am so thrilled to have singer-songwriter, keyboard player extraordinaire, guitarist par excellence, and fellow vegetarian, Roger Hodgson on the phone. Hi, Roger.
Hi, Andre. What an introduction. That was great.
Well, you deserve it, man. You're one of my heroes. Your musical legacy, of course, speaks for itself, and you have been touring the world all year long. We're going to get a chance to see you at the Scottish Rite Auditorium in Collingswood, New Jersey, Sunday night, the 27th. Now, there's only a couple of tickets left, so you got to score them now at Ticketmaster.com to see Roger at an absolutely gorgeous venue. Now, this time, Roger, I understand you're traveling with a full band. Is that right?
Yes, I've got an incredible band with me. We've been having the time of our lives this year. They just get better and better, so I can't say enough about them. And the songs have never sounded better, so anyone who... You know, you saw the Spectrum show. Well, I think you're going to have your socks knocked. What I was going to say, socks knocked off. I think you're just going to be knocked out with what you hear, because the sound we get is just incredible, and the playing is awesome, and most of all, the spirit. I mean, there's so much enjoyment oozing from the stage. It's just hard to stay in your seats, let alone not enjoy yourself. So the audience is in for a treat.
Of course, we're all familiar with your incredible work as a founding member of Supertramp. But before that, you were in a band called Argosy, which featured a guy who went on to some pretty good fame on his own.
What a baptism for me. I was 19. This music publisher who heard my songs, heard the potential in them, and put me in the studio with this incredible session band. One musician of which was a gentleman named Reg Dwight, and he later changed his name to Elton John. And actually, most of the band members in the session band members were members of his band, Nigel Olsen and Caleb Kay and a couple of others. So for me, it was an electrifying experience to get to play with musicians of this caliber.
Now, I'm going to play a little snippet now and not break any copyrights. I actually bought this 45 on eBay about 6 years ago.
You did?
I did. I think I paid about $110 for it on Congress Records here in the U.S. The same label as Smile, Little Smile for Me by The Flying Machine. And here's a snippet of a song that Roger wrote. It's called Mr. Boyd by Argosy. Listen to this.
May I see your daughter? May I see your daughter, Mr. Boyd?
Now, see, you can hear it. Even back then, Roger, your beautiful, sweet voice and your songwriting style was evident even back then. Who did the orchestration on that? Well, that wasn't Paul Buckmaster, was it?
Gosh, who was it? It could have been Paul. You know, I can't remember who was doing it back then. I was just enjoying the process, but I can't remember, to tell you the truth.
Do you think we'll ever get that on CD? Like, do you own the master of that song?
No, I don't own the master. Actually, I don't even have a master. I'm going to hit you up for that. But no, it's a sweet song, charming song, and obviously Elton did it proud.
I always thought it was an interesting story about that Dutch millionaire who first helped Supertramp get started. Can you tell us a little bit about this guy and how you came in contact with him?
Yes, he was a wonderful man named Sam. He was a frustrated musician himself. But he did have a degree of wealth, and he really believed in Rick and myself. And he was kind of our first manager, and he, you know, helped to get us some respectable equipment so we at least could make a decent sound, and really was there at the beginning to help us through our first formative years, which was quite a struggle. And then ultimately, he didn't have any music industry experience, so we ultimately parted ways and found another manager. But he was definitely part of the very eccentric beginnings of the band.
Now, the Sam that Crime of the Century is dedicated to, is that him?
That's it. Sam Mitsugaiz, yes.
I love it. This is probably a tough question to ask you, but do you have a favorite Supertramp album?
You know, what's real interesting is that I don't really listen to the Supertramp albums anymore, but if I do go to any of the albums, I go to Crisis What Crisis, to tell you the truth. Even though at the time I was the most disappointed with that album because the mixes did not fulfill their potential, I was really disappointed. But the songs on that album, I just love them. And I actually play quite a few of them on stage. The Meaning, Soapbox Opera, Lady, Sister Moonshine. I play all of them and enjoy them so much today.
Yes, I had read Ken Scott's book, which was a very interesting story, of course, about his life as a producer and engineer. And he alluded to the fact that you guys weren't happy with mix. But he also said something interesting that you can either choose to answer or not. He said one of the reasons you guys might have parted ways was that he felt like his ex-wife might have offended you at a rap party for the album. Do you have any recollection of that at all?
No, I don't. I mean, there are a lot of stories from that time, but they're very vague in my memory, so I'm not going to speak about them.
That's
but
fine.
But that was not the reason.
This is the great Roger Hodgson, singer, songwriter, keyboard player, guitarist, and oh, that sweet, sweet voice of his will echo through the Scottish Rite Auditorium in Collingswood Sunday night, the 27th. There's only a couple of tickets left. There's not a bad seat in the house. Get them now at Ticketmaster.com. And, of course, Roger, we got to talk about the incredible album Breakfast in America, which I think exceeded everyone's expectations. Did you know at the time that you had finished it, that it was going to be as successful as it was? Did you sit there and go, man, we just made ourselves a masterwork here?
I did have a sense that it was going to do well. I didn't know it was going to do that well, but I felt that we'd worked very, very hard, and it was kind of poised. You could feel it in the air. You know, boy, if we come up with a couple of songs that could get on the radio, this album really could break through for us, and it did. But much more than that, even I expected. But that was part of the reason why, you know, I basically ended up sleeping in the studio for the last 2 months of it, because it just had to be right. I wasn't gonna let this one get away. And to this day, I listen to the mixes, and I say, okay, we did nail it.
Now, that's funny. That confirms a long-standing rumor I heard. You talk about sleeping in the studio. It is true then that you slept in a motorhome outside of the Village Recorder. I mean, you lived, or you were staying about 45 minutes away, but you were that close to the studio.
That's a true story. I mean, I was working. I don't know what I was in the studio 16, 17 hours a day, so I thought, what's the point of going home? So I bought my motorhome and just parked it in the parking lot, and that's where my wife and I just, you know, that's where we stayed.
That is a classic. Now, some musicians have passionate feelings about it. Others say it doesn't matter, but is there a favorite studio in which you worked? I know you guys enjoyed the Village Recorder when you were making breakfast there, but is there one that stands out above the rest for you, besides your own home studio?
Not really. I mean, no, they've all been great. I really enjoyed the Caribou experience up in the Colorado Rockies. But they're all great in different ways. The Village was really good too.
I know you did some of Crime and perhaps a little bit of Crisis at Rampart, the Who studio. Did those guys ever show up? Did you have any dealings with them when you were making those albums?
They didn't, no, but it was fun to hang out in their studio. The energy of The Who was definitely very present in that studio.
I figured there'd be pieces of Pete's guitars strewn all over the control room or something.
There probably was. I can't remember.
This is Roger Hodgson, who is going to be at the Scottish Rite Auditorium in Collingswood, New Jersey, Sunday the 27th. There's only a couple of tickets left at Ticketmaster.com. Roger doing, of course, some of his great songs with Supertramp, as well as a lot of his solo works. And Roger, I have to tell you, being a vegetarian and a pacifist, every time a news story pops up about a war in Afghanistan or a war in Iraq or conflict here and conflict there, I'd start singing to myself, had a dream there was war and they couldn't tell me what it was for. And boy, I'll tell you what a masterwork that is. I love that song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a powerful lyric, that one, and it has a lot of truth in it. You know, we're living in very exciting, challenging times, and there's a lot of craziness going on. And I think there's never been more a need for music that really gives you hope and lifts your spirits and gives you at least a couple of hours away from, you know, the problems that we're all facing, because life is not easy for a lot of people right now. So really, that's what keeps me going, and that's what people tell me they get from my shows, and that's why people end up following me around the world. It's amazing what's happening, just because of the energy and the hope that they feel from these shows. And I'm very grateful that people can feel that, and that's what inspires me to keep on going.
And man, you have been playing an amazing amount of shows all around the world. Some musicians love touring, others not so much. How do you feel about touring?
You know, I love people. I love playing music, and I love making people happy. And so that's worth, that kind of outweighs the toll that it takes on the body, all the travel and the different hotel rooms and different food every day. So, you know, I put up with that because ultimately I love giving, to coin the phrase, giving a little bit of my heart to people and, you know, making them happy. So I feel very grateful for the life I have.
Now, back in 2001, you toured with Ringo Starr's all-star band. What was that experience like, touring with a Beatle?
It was great. You know, it was fantastic meeting Ringo. Obviously, I grew up on the Beatles. I was a teenager, so they had at the time that they went through their whole journey. They obviously affected me very deeply and really inspired me to show me what was possible with music. And their courage and bravery and charting new territory on each album, successive album, really also inspired me. So that I took what they taught me into Supertramp to see what I could create through Supertramp. And so obviously, you know, 20, 30 years later, it was fantastic to meet Ringo, spend some time with him and do that tour. And I never got used to playing Logical Song and Take the Long Way Home and Give a Little Bit and looking over my shoulder and seeing Ringo powering away behind me.
Is it safe to say that even someone of your caliber got a little starstruck, Roger?
Well, starstruck, I don't know about starstruck. I mean, I really actually had a lot of compassion for him because he very rarely left his hotel room. So it showed me the cost of, you know, when you do become a face that everyone recognizes, it really does affect your life. But he's a wonderful guy, very funny, and just a great guy to hang with. So I just really enjoyed the experience.
What a pleasure it has been to have this man on Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. My special guest, Roger Hodgson, doing a great, great show with a full band. He'll be at the Scottish Rite Auditorium in Collingswood, New Jersey, Sunday night, the 27th. Get your tickets, but get them soon. There's only a couple left at Ticketmaster.com. Roger, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us, and we look forward to seeing you at the Scottish Rite for a great, great show.
Oh, Andre, thank you so much. And listen, come down and let's say hi.